Mark chapter 1, verse 1. Look in your Bibles. Everybody look. Look. Here we go. This is the good news about Jesus, the Messiah, the Son of God. Whoa. Jesus is a pretty big guy, isn't he? It began just as the prophet Isaiah written. Look, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you. He will prepare your way. He is a voice shouting in the wilderness. Prepare the way for the Lord's coming. Clear the road for him. Pause. Don't lose your finger spot in the Bible. Who's John? John starts with a J, has an O and H and N in it. But John is actually Jesus' cousin. Cool, huh? Back when Jesus, you know, when God said to Mary, hey, Mary, you're going to have Jesus in your tummy. Mary's like, oh, whoa, that's amazing. Actually, before that happened, an angel came to a guy named Zechariah. Can you say Zechariah? And says, Zechariah, you're going to have a boy. Well, Zechariah is like old. You know, like in his 60s, 70s, and 80s. Do grandma and grandpas have babies usually? No, it's not very normal, right? So Zechariah's like, I don't think so. I don't think so. The angel says, oh, no, your wife is going to have a baby. And because you didn't believe me, you're not going to be able to talk until the baby's born. And all of a sudden, Zechariah went, so he had to learn sign language really fast, didn't he? Yeah. So his wife, his name is Elizabeth. Say Elizabeth. Elizabeth, she had the baby, you know, growing inside of her. She's probably like, whoa, what's going on? And so later, Mary, you know, gets the news. And Mary comes and visits her cousin Elizabeth, and they're hanging out. And as soon as Mary shows up, the baby inside of Elizabeth goes, woohoo! Okay, the Bible says the baby leapt for joy. Now, I don't know how babies inside of tummies leap for joy, but maybe he did a somersault or something, or maybe he just went like this, woo, and kicked out of the tummy, and all of a sudden you see these two little feet go, boop, like this. I don't know. What? Oh. So anyway, and Elizabeth was like, Mary, do you know what just happened? Mary's like, no, I don't. And Elizabeth says, the baby jumped in my tummy, and Mary's like, no way. And she's like, yes, it was really cool. And she's like, that's amazing. So that's the story. So John and Jesus, we don't know. We don't know if they knew each other very well. We don't know if they lived in the same area, or if they, you know, threw rocks at each other. You know what cousins do, you know, slingshots at things or whatever. We don't really know a lot. All we know is that they are cousins, and they're about the same age. Who's older? John. Everybody say John. John is older. Exactly. John eventually became this really interesting guy. He wasn't a normal guy. How many guys want to be normal when you grow up? Okay. Yeah, John, it wasn't in the cards for him. He was not normal. You see, John looked a little bit like this. Maggie, go ahead and throw up that picture for me. He was a crazy man. Okay. If you read, look back in your Bible, verse 4. It says, the messenger was John the Baptist. He was in the wilderness and preached that people should be baptized to show that they had repented of all their sins. All of Judea, including the people of Jerusalem, went out to see and hear John. When they confessed their sins, he baptized them in the Jordan River. His clothes were woven from coarse camel hair. He wore a leather belt around his waist. For food, he ate locusts, you know, the crunchy kind, and wild honey. Not like the normal honey you get in a jar, but wild honey, which, wild honey, there's usually what around it? Bzzz, right? So do you think he was afraid of bees? No. John wasn't afraid of nothing. I mean, he wasn't afraid of nothing. So we think he looks like, there's some other pictures that I found. Maggie, throw the next JTB picture up there. Yep. This is a cartoon kind of drawing. You know, he's got a little sash and staff, wild hair. You know, when you live in the wilderness, do you have the local barber guy hanging out next to you? No, and do you have like a razor to shave all day long? No, so he probably had hair coming down to here. His hair was probably super wild. Okay, next one. This is kind of a boyish figure. Looks like the Frodo off The Hobbit or something like that. But he doesn't look very wild, does he? No. Next slide. This is a more of an ancient drawing. It's hard to see, but that's another one. This is my favorite one is the one at the beginning there. Matt, can you just do the next slide, JTB1? That's my favorite one. This is, when I think of John, You know, you always, whenever you're reading stuff, you always have pictures in your head. That's what I picture. This guy with long, you know, wavy hair. He's got a big staff, and he's yelling at people. Hey, you! That's what I think of John. Okay? That's John. So one of John's jobs was to baptize people. But before we do anything else, I want you to watch this short video. Here we go. Hit the lights for me, guys, and then show the video. Sound. Sound. Hey, can you start it over? Because we need to hear the sound. Thanks. Okay, thank you.
Began to tell the people to change their ways, not to steal, and not to cheat. If you have two coats, give one to someone who has none. If you have food, share that too. People everywhere were talking about this strange man. Be baptized in the river as a sign that you want to change your ways. I baptize you with water, but the man who follows me will be greater than I am. I am not worthy to untie the straps of his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and with fire. And sure enough, not long after that, Jesus left his home in Nazareth to join the crowds at the riverbank. John was nervous. He knew he wasn't worthy to baptize Jesus. But Jesus smiled at him, and John knew it was all right. Then something wonderful happened.
You are my beloved son. With you I am pleased.
After that, Jesus journeyed into the desert for 40 days and nights.
John lived in a time when there was a lot of bad things going on. If someone, if you were doing something, it was okay if you came and stole it away from him. If you had two pieces of bread and somebody had none, Haley, then you didn't have to give it to them. If a soldier, a Roman soldier, like kind of like what American soldier might be like, you could make people do whatever you want. You could steal money from them. You could make them carry all of your stuff, and you had to do it. So there's a lot of kind of not fun things going on, right? And so John was like watching, going, what is going on? And so he would talk about, in Luke it says, he would tell the crowds, crowds, if you have two shirts and somebody next to you has none, you should share with them. And they were like, what? We're not supposed to do that. And he says, yeah, if you have food and your friend has none, you should share with them. They're like, what? That's weird. And he said to tax collectors, these are people that were allowed to come take any amount of money they wanted. So a tax collector worked for Rome, and Rome says you need to take 50% of what people make. So if someone's a fisherman, they come off the dock, let's say they got 10 fish that day. Instantly, they had to give 5 to Rome. Okay? So they caught 10, and half of it had to go to Rome. But then the tax collector could say, I want 3 for himself. So you fished and you got 10 fish, but how many do you have left? Because the tax collector took 3, Rome took 5, and so now you only have 2 fish. So let's say you caught 100 fish. How many would you have? 20. That's it. If you caught 100, you worked all day long. So do people like tax collectors? Were they friendly people? Hey, I'm glad you didn't work for anything. You just come to my dock and make me, and you had to, or you would get... Not a fun time. So John says to the tax collectors, don't collect any more than you are required to take. And the tax collectors are like, what? How will I get anything then? And then he said to the soldiers, don't take extra money from people and don't accuse people of doing things that they didn't do. So John was saying some things that were a little weird. Exactly. And so he said, if you don't want to do these things anymore, come up here. So let's, I need a volunteer here. Colton, come here. If you don't want to do these things anymore, he would be out in the wilderness by the Jordan River, and he said, come on out here. If you want to repent of your ways, if you don't want to do these kinds of things anymore, I'm going to baptize you, and it's all going to be gone. Good job, man. Way to go, Colton. Good job. All right. Who else wants to repent of their ways? Bryn, come on up. So come on up, and Bryn would come running up and go, I'm so excited. All right, go excited. She's free. Yes, everybody claps. Way to go. Excellent job. Eli, come on up here. Awesome. All right, Jack, come on up here too. Let's get this rolling here. Come on, you want to repent of you don't want to steal things from people? All right. All right, yeah, good job. All right, Jack, switch. Oh, sorry, I drowned you. I forgive me, Lord. I'm so sorry. All right. Emma, come on up. We need your help. Xavier, come on up. We need your help. Yes, you don't want to take things from people anymore? Excellent job. All right, we're so excited. And so people are like, dude, you got to come see this guy. He's wild, and if you confess your sins, he'll baptize you. You don't want to do this stuff anymore? You're the man. All right, God's going to save you. Oh, I did good that time. All right, good job. So he would do this day in and day out. And the crowds were like, they would go back to their friends and say, you got to come see this guy. This guy's amazing. Gatlin. And so John does this day in, day out. People start to accuse him of things like, they would go, are you Jesus? Are you going to be the promised guy who's going to rescue us all? And John's like, no, Jesus, he's somebody completely different. Oh, you're a Pharisee. You want to do this? Wow. Pharisees, they didn't do stuff like this, did they? Why? Pharisees are guys who thought they were all big and bad. And you see these Bibles? They followed it to the letter. They didn't do anything wrong. And they accused people who did do wrong. They thought they were the best of the best. And you know what Jesus calls them later? Dead people. Walking dead people. He calls them, the Bible says, whitewashed tombs, which basically means they're walking gravestones. Walking dead people. That means they didn't have what? Heart. They followed the letter in their head, but they didn't have anything in their heart. So their heart and their head weren't connected together, right? So if a Pharisee came up to get baptized, John was like, dude, are you sure? Your other Pharisee friends aren't going to like you anymore. And he's like, yeah. So that was a serious one, right? And everybody was like, no way. Good job, John. Yeah, I know you don't care, but thanks for playing. So someone says, John, are you the promised Messiah? Are you going to be the one that rescues us, that eventually dies on the cross? And John's like, no. This guy, I'm not even worthy to tie his shoes. And everybody's like, what? So then one day, Jesus shows up. So, and John knows Jesus, right? Why? Class? Cousins, exactly. So, you know, he's not, Jesus is a pretty smart guy, and so is John, yeah. So Jesus shows up. So I need somebody who wants to be Levi. You want to be Jesus? All right. So Jesus comes up and comes to John. Now, John, smart guy, he's a little confused. He's like, wait a second, Jesus, I don't need to baptize you. You're like the perfect person. You didn't do anything. Did Jesus ever do anything wrong? No, he didn't. So Jesus is like, no, John, we have to do this. And John's like, well, Jesus tells you have to do something. What do you do? Oh, yeah, you have to do it. So John takes Jesus. All right, turn right here, Levi. Look at that wall right there. Okay, I'm going to tip you back, okay? Ready? That's my water sound effects. And he comes out of the water, and what happens? The video kind of showed a little bit, but the Bible says the heaven tore open. Tore. Not like, oh, hallelujah, but tore open. So when you tear a piece of paper, it doesn't sound like, it sounds like whoosh. So the heavens tore open, and the Spirit of God descended like a dove. So does that mean the Spirit of God is a dove? It's like a dove. The only thing human words we can describe it is a, so it's about something else, but the only thing we can think it is a what? A dove. So the Spirit comes down and says, and then this booming voice, you ready for it, guys? You ready? This is my son. He's the man. Okay? In the Bible, it says, "This is my beloved son in whom I am well pleased." Okay? But really, what that means in our language is, he's the man, listen to him. And everybody's probably like, whoa, right? And then Jesus walks away. Go ahead, Levi. Give Levi a hand. Good job, Levi. Now, this is a preview of what happens next week. But Jesus goes into the wilderness to be tempted. And we'll talk about that next week. But remember the first week that we did the story of the birth of Jesus? I told you that Jesus is repeating Israel's story. How many of you guys remember when the Israelites went through the Red Sea, where God, Moses, and they parted the Red Sea, and they walked on dry ground? You guys ever hear that story before? Yes. You see, Jesus' baptism is that. Baptism is us going through the Red Sea. Now, you guys might have gotten baptized in, you know, Silverthorn Lake or in Little Round Lake or in a bathtub or something, but when Jesus got baptized, he's repeating Israel's story of being baptized, like they're going through the water in the Red Sea. And then what happened when they left through the Red Sea? Where did they go? The Israelites. Into the desert for how long? 40 years. Because they disobeyed, they had to go to the desert for 40 years. So they're wandering around in the desert for how long? And then where did Jesus just go? He's going to the desert to be tempted, just like who? The Israelites were. So we'll talk about that next week. For now, John the Baptist was, you know what his job was? To make a way for Jesus. He was baptizing and cleansing people so that way they would be not excited, but that their hearts would be ready to hear what Jesus is about to start talking about. Because Jesus is going to take those heavens that just got tore, and it's going to come into the earth, and he's going to start talking about what heaven stuff looks like, not what earth stuff looks like. And that's when it gets tricky. Bow your heads, close your eyes, let's pray.